Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Questions arose regarding Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce's replacement after he announced his resignation last week so he can focus on the gubernatorial race in November. Borough Attorney Sean Kelly highlights the uniqueness of this situation. During the September 6th, 2022 regularly scheduled assembly meeting, the Borough Assembly will need to accept the resignation of Mayor Pierce by two-thirds concurring vote, declaring the office of mayor vacant. State Statute Title 29 says vacancy in the office of mayor occurring 6 months before a regular election shall be filled by the governing body. The person appointed serves until the next regular election when a successor is elected to serve the balance of the term. If a member of the governing body is appointed mayor, the member shall resign the seat on the governing body. If a vacancy occurs more than 6 months before a regular election, the governing body shall call a special election to fill the unexpired term. Kelly says that the next regular election for borough mayor is October 2023 and recommends that the assembly call an area-wide special election where the registered voters will elect a mayor to fill the unexpired term of the office of mayor. Qualifications include that the candidate must be a qualified voter of the state of Alaska and a resident of the Kenai Peninsula borough for 1 year immediately preceding filing for office. Additionally, the assembly may appoint one of its own members, but they would need to accept said appointment and resign from their assembly seat. If a borough employee is appointed to temporarily serve as interim mayor, they would not need to resign from their employment position, as neither state law nor borough code prohibits dual service. The appointment of an interim mayor is a discretionary decision to the governing body. Mayor Pierce's resignation letter is effective close of business September the 30th. Upon that date, the assembly will appoint an interim mayor to serve temporarily in the role as chief executive for the borough until a new mayor takes office following an area-wide special election. That date has yet to be determined, and then there will be a regular election in October 2023 for the seat of Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is in the process of getting ready to conduct safety corridor improvements for the Sterling Highway from milepost 82.5 to 94, which is from Sterling to the Y in Soldotna. The project consists of expanding the highway from Soldotna to Sterling as a four-lane highway. Also included are a pathway and safety improvements such as continuous illumination, medians, and center turn lanes, which are funded through Alaska's Highway Safety Improvement Program. Shannon McCarthy, Communication Director at the Alaska Department of Transportation, told KSRM.
That section of the Sterling Highway was designated between 2006 and 2009, and it was designated as a safety corridor because it does have a higher rate of serious injury and fatal crashes than other highways. South Central Alaska has four of these designations. It's actually been our intention since the late 2000s to actually make the engineering changes that would make this a safer highway, and then we could take that designation back off because it wasn't intended to be a permanent designation.
McCarthy says that because of the corridor improvements, businesses like Good Time Charlie's, which specifically is on land that the DOT owns, had to close.
Back about 30 years ago, we had a project in the area and we did purchase right of way. And we purchased the right of way that Good Time Charlie sits on, that land. And then what typically we do is when we purchase property for a transportation purpose, we allow the business to stay in place until we are ready to go to construction. And unfortunately, the project got sidelined. But what typically would be, you know, kind of a 6 month you can stay in place turned into a much longer situation where he's been in place for, you know, between 20 and 30 years and has been on the state-owned land and has to pay lease payments to the state of Alaska.
Construction set to begin summer 2023.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.